This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Work-related fatalities were up in Colorado last year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on newly released government data.
96 people died in work-related incidents in the state in 2021, up from 78 the previous year. Transportation incidents were the leading cause of fatalities, followed by violent encounters with other people and animals. People also died from exposure to harmful substances and environments, and falling objects, slips, and trips. Men accounted for the vast majority of deaths. Still, 15 women were killed in job-related incidents last year, more than double the previous year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A public park where people can practice finding and digging up avalanche beacons has opened for its third winter near Minturn. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
When an avalanche hits, you do not want to be trying to remember how to use your locator beacon. That's why David Boyd with the White River National Forest thinks this free park is so important, regardless of how much time you spent recreating in the backcountry.
It's not just beginners that when you see people that are caught or killed in an avalanche, a lot of times it's experienced people too.
The park is located near the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger Station. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos fired first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett. There are two games left in the Broncos' season. So far, they've lost 11 of 15 games. In a statement, the Broncos' new co-owner and CEO Greg Penner said fans, quote, deserve much better. The Broncos face the Chiefs Sunday in Kansas City. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is 11:06. Coming up, it's The Takeaway.